We couldn't believe it when Minister told Deputy Bruin and the Doyle last week they only send the facts to the RSA on a request only basis. And seeing as the RSA is our single licensing authority since 2013, it's totally unbelievable that until to date that they weren't being sent these important facts and figures automatically from transport. Now, the Minister has assured Deputy Bruin that next year they hope to have a system whereby they'll automatically send the stats to the RSA. That's not good enough. We want a date from the Minister. We wrote to him last week asking him, when exactly is this going to be commencing? Because it wasn't good enough when he just stated in the Doyle that they hope next year that they'll fix this problem.
Has he issued a reply to that letter you sent last week?
No, we only sent it there on the 14th, so I doubt if we'll get a reply before the new year.
Are you hopeful, though, that in that reply that an exact date will be given as to when this will commence?
Well, people deserve to know. When is this going to be fixed? Like, up until now, the RSA, our single licensing authority, we're only getting important information from transport on a request basis only. Information as to convictions in court, disqualifications, people that were convicted of dangerous driving and people that were disqualified in their courts. We assumed that this was automatically sent to the RSA every month. But the Minister said when they do sort out this problem, they're going to ask the RSA to put it up on their website on a monthly basis, this information, so people can see it. That should have been done all the time. Like, it shouldn't be Tommy Bruin raising this in the Doyle before any action's taken. And we have no doubt it's because Deputy Bruin raised this that they are acting on it now. But we feel that if we go to the media, there's a far better chance of this being commenced, this practice being commenced shortly after the new year.